But authority can manifest itself in different spheres. But the point is that these modern revolutionary governments we have, they are evil from root to fruit. There's no saving the Canadian government. You have to participate if you can. It's a matter of just playing in the battlefield that we've been thrust into. I understand that. But the system sucks. And it's not. It's never going to be good as the system that it is. It's just not. So you fight for your victories, and a win is a win. But there's no harm in saying we should probably think of alternatives, because it seems like every time we try to get these stupid governments to do something good for us, it's almost in spite of themselves that they do something good. The next person we have to send to the gulag is a very special type of jerkwad. It's the Pfizer CEO. Albert Bourla, I think that's how you say it. Speaking of Washington, D.C.-based think tank Atlantic Council, Bourla said that there is a very small group of people that purposefully circulate misinformation on the jabs, misleading those who are already hesitant about the, getting vaccinated. He said, those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals because they have literally cost millions of lives. Bourla is an absolute and utter freaking idiot, considering the vast amount of people were not jabbed fully and won't be soon. Give it a couple months and nobody, here's something to remember. One thing that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated will always have in common is that they'll never be fully vaccinated. That's comforting to remember. We are building bridges. The vaccinated and the unvaxxed, we're not so different because none of us are actually vaxxed, according to the government. Pretty soon, boosters. I think I saw our friend Mr. Briggs tweeted that, the Pfizer's asking for emergency use for booster jabs, blah, 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 blah. Give it 2 months, and everyone who was jabbed 4 months ago is unvaxxed, et cetera, et cetera. You know the deal. It's impossible. Even if these vaccines worked the way they say they do, even if they weren't killing people en masse, even if they were just, a run-of-the-mill flu shot, whatever, it's impossible that that vaccine misinformation, so-called, could have cost millions of lives, because it was about a year and a half before the vast majority of people could access them. Like, it's just ridiculous. By their very mechanism, they state that you're not even fully jabbed until you've got two, and that only lasts for 6 months anyway. There weren't even millions of people who died with the virus in the span of time between the non-existence of the jab and the existence of the jab in a way that could be accounted for this statement. These people are just they're just incorrigibly stupid. As we talked about yesterday with Mr. Briggs, one of my favorite interviews, by the way, that was a great interview. You need to have the right membership in order to listen to it. If you're listening on the free stream, it's about to cut out and go to ads. Go to crusadechannel.com/go and sign up. Use the coupon code Kennedy. So you got to have the right membership, Founders Pass Premium. If you've got a lower one, go to crusadechannel.com/upgrade and get the right membership, Founders Pass Premium. Listen to the old episodes, some of the great interviews that we've done. Ladies and gentlemen, the gulag is getting full, and I think we're going to have to be continually sending people there. But the point is, these jab Nazis are telling us something. Why are they getting so desperate? Just take a step back. Think about your favorite movies where they've got villains and so forth. What happens near the end? What happened near the end of the Second World War? What did old Mustache Man start doing? Do you remember? Well, you weren't there, probably, unless there's a 90-year-old listener. Maybe there is. If there is, shout out, thank you for your service. What happened at the end of the Second World War? Well, Mustache Man, Germany was, and, there are problems with all the sides in the war. I get it. There was a lot of nonsense by Churchill and stuff, and no one's perfect. But I'm just saying, in that grand scheme of things, Mustache Man was kind of a whack job. And Germany was under a lot of pressure in those last fateful months. But they kept sending resources and people to the camps. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, because evil is not rational. It's just not. They'll just continually do things that are even against their own good. Or those who really know what's going on, they'll cut their losses and they'll try to get at a dodge and move on to something else and distract people. Well, what does that have to do with what's happened with the jabs right now? Well, there was a quick article from Gilder's Daily Prophecy from our good friend Jeffrey Tucker. And he wrote, why Moderna's stock tanked. Apparently, it's been a bad few days for Moderna. He says, we'll see how the next 48 hours stack up, but right now the stock of a pharmaceutical giant just took a huge hit, down 22% from its highs and falling. It will correct in the other direction, most likely, but the strange thing is the timing. The Biden administration just issued an edict that would mandate its product or that of its Pfizer competition for virtually the whole U.S. population via a mandate on business. Seems like a time to buy, not sell, right? Well, financial people can be pretty darn clever. They are reading the tea leaves. Their judgment is that this stock has seen its best days and is headed south. What does that tell us? There are a number of issues here. The incidence of vaccine adverse effects are far outpacing what would be normal. The anecdotes of death and injury and terrible and surprising effects are flooding the internet. The CDC's reporting system, which is, of course, fallible, is flooded daily. Some are false, some are real. No one knows for sure, but that there is a rising public fear of this untested technology is indisputable. That brings us to the Pfizer pill. It was a shocking announcement on the front page of every paper in the country today. He wrote this a couple days ago, I guess. The company, which is much larger than Moderna, with far more divisions, says that its new therapeutical pill for COVID-like symptoms is 89% effective. The people with whom I speak are pretty confident that the company is telling the truth here. Okay, fair enough. Probably because it's like aspirin or something, because if considering the fact that a lot of COVID is the common cold, well, aspirin works for that too. But I digress. The idea of a vaccine for a coronavirus was always implausible. It never worked in animals. This type of virus mutates too quickly for an effective vaccine. The Trump administration demanded one, paid for it with tax dollars. So like magic, they came up with one. The only problem is that it didn't work like it was supposed to. Force versus choice. The masochistic Biden administration fell in love with the shot anyway as a politically divisive measure to ferret out and punish forces of resistance within the population, which they assumed were more or less overlapping with people who did not vote for Biden. Let's make them get a shot, the White House decided. That will teach them who makes the rules around here. Vaccine skepticism is through the roof right now. And it is not only the unvaccinated. Nearly everyone who has gotten the shot since late summer 2021 did so under duress. They are not happy about it. This is true. They are madder than ever, especially now that the administration says they are going to need a booster in order to be considered fully vaccinated. So, the wise guys at Pfizer, which specializes in issuing expensive and patented drugs instead of generic, of course, came up with something far more viable, a therapeutic. You know, like aspirin, or a steroid, or some combination of other therapeutic drugs that are already out there, but which have been woefully neglected during this entire pandemic. But here's the thing. Why would a company put out a brand new and seemingly safe product easily taken orally in the midst of a new mandate that would force its other product on everyone? The answer is relatively easy to discern. They are very worried for their reputation. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Pfizer is worried that the vaccine could eventually endanger their company's reputation. The new pill is designed to save it. This is what I've been saying. I'm going to pause here for a second. If you want to know the truth about things, you have to go to the numbers. And I'm not talking about going to the numbers in a purely mathematical sense, like, discounting human behavior. I'm saying you got to go to where the numbers play out between human beings who make choices, i.e. the market, the stock market. Watch the market and you'll see what people are thinking. Recall what happened early 2020. What happened early 2020 with steel? I think it went down to as low as Steelco, which is a major Canadian firm, huge steel company, like, you know, provides international amounts. It's Hamilton, Ontario, I think. We're talking massive, major infrastructure company. I think their shares went down to about $4 a share. And that happened before manufacturing stopped as much as it actually did. But the people that were watching the behavior, because that's what these actuarial scientists really do, is they watch the behavior of people's purchases. And there was this idea that manufacturing was going to be stopped for a long time. The companies would lose their business, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you bought stock shares, the Steelco stocks at the bottom, they were as low as $4. Now they're $52. I mean, if about 1,000 of them, you are, if you can fly and go somewhere, you're going to have a nice vacation this Christmas. You got to watch the market to see what's happening with people's behaviors. Why did Moderna's stock go a quarter down at a time when vaccines are mandated? Personally, I'm not saying this is the end. I would never dare say that because the evildoers will not stop. But there are holes and blind spots in every plan. And this whole vaccine narrative is really based on keeping people's psyches into this whole thing. And people are tired of it. They just are. They're just tired of it. You know, I was talking to a doctor friend when we weren't sure what the vaccines were going to be like. And he said, you know, this is his opinion was he wondered if they were going to be sugar water. You know, he wondered, he thought maybe they'll just be, I mean, you know, you can imagine this. You can fudge a lot of statistics. You can make a pretty innocuous thing that contains pretty basic stuff that can be shown with certain literature to do X, Y, and Z. And he thought maybe that would be the case with the COVID shots. It wasn't the case. They actually did make something where they were trying to do something as if they could actually do it, and it's caused terrible effects. But it's part of the panic that they whipped up so much panic that people believed that this was the plague. They wanted proof that they were going to eradicate the plague. Dang it. So they've made a vaccine that rumors are saying from RFK Jr. that Gavin Newsom actually had GBS syndrome, which is pretty severe, from his booster shot. Anyway, the point is, this whole thing is a mess. And you got to move on to something else at some point.